That was Down by the Water by the Decemberists. And if you're just tuning in now, or if you happen to be listening online after I recorded this, the reason why the beginning wasn't recorded is because I just came from an exam, so I had a bit of a late start, but got a good playlist for you today, all about water. And my next song is Over the Creek by George Ezra.
The garden like today you'll never know. Well, you may claim that you found me like today you'll never know, like today you'll never know. Oh, nonetheless I must confess that I'm the mess I've been left to save you. Your situation must be dire, your situation must be over the creek. And wanted we speak, but I kind of left you. I still haven't met you. Well, I may fall into your dance. Like today, I never know. Oh, we may be with awkward hearts. Like today, I never know. Like today, I never know. Oh, nonetheless, I must confess that I'm the mess I've been left. Oh, nonetheless, I must confess I'm the mess I've been left. My situation must be dire, my situation must be over the creek. And haunted we speak, and I kind of left you. I still haven't met you. And if I ever said too much, my last spoken words, and if I never said enough, will be my last spoken words, will be my last spoken words. I'm nonetheless, I must confess that I'm the mess that has been left. Oh, nonetheless, I must confess I'm the mess that has been left to save you. Our situations must be dire, our situations must be over the creek. And haunted we speak, gone over the creek. And haunted.
I've done this on myself.
That was Over the Creek by George Ezra. And the next song that I have is 10,000 Emerald Pools by Bourne's. And Bourne said that he wanted to write a song about two people that go on vacation and fall in love underwater. And then the friend that who he was writing the song with said, yeah, that sounds cool. And by the way, my mom's address in Las Vegas is 10,000 Emerald Pools. So that's how they got the name, I guess. Kind of an interesting story. Here it is. That was 10,000 Emerald Pools by Borns. The next song that I have is Ocean Eyes by Billie Eilish, which she released on my birthday in 2016. And she was actually only 14 when this song was released. Pretty impressive. Here is Ocean Eyes. That was Ocean Eyes by Billie Eilish, which is the song that made her famous, I think. I mean, in my opinion. I think that the charts would also agree with that. But anyway, so now it's my time for my cereal fact of the week. Of course, it's going to have to do with water. So here's a hot take for you. Someone on the internet is a believer that cereal with water is better than cereal with milk. Now, that's very nice for my fellow lactose intolerant people, but I think most of the people on the internet, at least, would disagree with that. And I've never tried it myself, so I can't say, but it does not sound appealing to me. My next song is Waterfalls by TLC. That was Waterfalls. Now it is time for my killer fact of the week. So, of course, one having to do with water. There is a theory called the smiley face murder theory, in which there some law enforcement thought that these this series of young men had drowned, but other theories have come up that they were actually murdered. And the reason for the name Smiley Face Murders is because graffitied smiley faces were found near the locations where they believe that the bodies were dumped. So, next is the song Rockaway Beach by the Ramones. And this song was written by their bassist, Didi Ramone, who was the only one out of the group who really went to the beach. And, of course, it's about Rockaway Beach in Queens. Here it is.
1, 2, 3, 4... Rock away, bitch. Rock, rock, rock away, bitch.
Yeah, I accidentally restarted it. Sorry. So that was Rockaway Beach by the Ramones. And the next song that I have is by Led Zeppelin. I had several different songs to choose from, but one that I chose because I like it and it was shorter than other Led Zeppelin songs about water, like When the Levee Breaks, I chose The Ocean, which of course is also very fitting for songs about water. And apparently the ocean that is being referred to is the sea of people that Robert Plant sees in audiences at concerts. So here it is, The Ocean by Led Zeppelin.
I'm not afraid to die.
That was The Ocean by Led Zeppelin. And next, I have the song No Rain by Blind Melon. And I suppose rain is not exactly a body of water, but it creates bodies of water, so that counts for something. Here's No Rain. That was No Rain by Blind Melon. That has a very interesting music video featuring a girl in a bee costume dancing. And that music video received very heavy airplay on MTV when it was released. The next song that I have is River in a Cage by Rusted Root.
Tied to over there. And where it leads to, I don't know. But you can hand your babies up to the higher ground, to the hairy ones, blessed upon the ground. Coming down like a river in a cage. The monkey see, the monkey do. I'm coming down like a river in a cage. I rub my hands through you. And the walls begin to howl. Walls begin to howl for my lady Ron. Nothing left but her sins.
That was River in a Cage by Rusted Root. And next I have Troubled Waters by Cat Power, which is based on some lyrics in the version by Mae West featuring Duke Ellington. But this one is Cat Power, Troubled Waters.
I must be one of the devil's daughters. They look at me with scorn. I'll never hear their horn. Sometimes it's like chains.
That was Troubled Waters by Cat Power. And the song that I have next is Rivers and Roads by The Head and the Heart, which the narrator is singing about how their friends and family are all far away, and so they will use rivers as well as roads to get back to those they love. Here it is.
From now, we'll all be gone. All our friends will move away, and they're going to better places, but our friends will be gone away. Nothing is as it has been, and I miss your face like hell. And I guess it's just as well, but I miss your face like hell.
That was Rivers and Roads by The Head and the Heart. And next, I have Octopus's Garden by The Beatles, which is the second song that Ringo Starr ever wrote, and it is wonderful. Here it is.
He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade.
That was Octopus's Garden by The Beatles, and for my last song, I'll be playing Black Water by The Doobie Brothers. This was their first number one hit single.
with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
That was Black Water by the Doobie Brothers. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM. This has been The Serial Killer, and please tune in again next week. Thanks for listening.